Tameyim Medrus, Ben Yosem Ben Beshabbos, Ben Nichnasim Hem Lazor. So Misha said, in case of the Smuchos, Tameyim Medrus, Ben Yosem Ben Beshabbos, and you could be Nichnasim Hem Lazor. And the key said, the Smuchos, Tameyim Medrus, Ben Yosem Ben Beshabbos, Ben Nichnasim Hem Lazor. The key say, and the Smuchos. Tani Tana Kameh Rabbi Yochanan, and Nichnasim Ben Lazor. So there was a these people used to memorize brises. He quoted a brisa. They refer to Tanoim in the sense that they quote memorized brises. This person quoted this brisa. Excuse me. That you may enter with Azora. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said to this person who's quoting the brisa, Anishayna, I have a masara that we learn about this. Isha Chaletzis Boy. That a woman could use it for chalitza, which means it has a din of a minel. Va'ata marta nichnosin, you could then say you're telling me you're allowed to go into the zora, means that you can't go to the zora with a minel. So if you use a chalitza, so you can't be do no kanisa. Therefore, Tony he tells him ain nichnosin ben lazor. You should correct gears that you should have in your brisa is that you may not enter. Zakrashi top line, and Ishana Isha Chaletzis Behen. Amanal Trina Basi is considered a shoe. So if it's a shoe, so then you can't be Nichnas Lazor. Look them in, it's the Harawats. Might look them in. Where's the three Pshatim? Or Bevo is Chamer the Achba. It's a literally a Chamor which you put on your shoulders, you carry. So it's like this, the horse, the little horsey that you play with. Rabba Bar Papa Omer is Kishiri. It was like clogs that you wore when you would go in where there's muddy, etc. And Rabba Bar Rafun Omer Fear Me, which is the mask that we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah. I mentioned there was why Rashi chose that one shot there, but I'm not sure. See Rashi. Chamer la'achba chamor haniza b'kisvayim. It's chamor which is carried on the shoulders. Ha'leitzan and people who are playing around, oisan oisai, they make this thing. Menirikim misha roichim, it looks like you're riding it, but the truth is you're not really riding it. Kamenu, because there's nothing to ride, is nikra ar defisa. Kishuri is Ashkitz. Shemahalchim behen b'mokim tit. You walk them with them in mokim tit. Because Rashi says this pshat, I don't understand. The heat of tar mitumas maga dushita kliyes nino. They're like a block or something. Of an medrash lama tarherin, but they're made to walk on. So why are they tar for medrash? Farmi is Tamusa, Hanikshar is Alba Partsuf, Lahavis Habonim Ktanim. You put it like a mask. Okay. Rasat Mishnah. Habonim Yodzim Pikashorim. The boys could go out with Kishorim, little things tied in them. We'll see what that's all about in the Gemara. The name of Lochim are allowed to go out bezugim, which they could have little bells attached to their clothing. Bechal the Adam, El Shadibur Chachamim Behaiva. That the truth is, it's not limited only to Bnei Melachim, but this is the case which was more common, so they mentioned that like that.
She will deal with Hashma's call.
Nemora does not deal with Hashmos Kol, so you have to assume that that means that they didn't have a clapper in them. They were just, or they were, you know, in some way they were not. They were tied onto the bag. It's just no problem if it saw. But you have to be self that deal with Hashmos Kol. Imagine, so you have to say that they were tied or something like that. Ish kalit shall zav lenoy, little gold bells for adornment. Mike Sharm, what are these Sharm about? So the Gemara, Omer Ada Mori, Amr of Nachman bar Baruch, Amr of Ashi bar Oben, Amr of Yehuda, is Kishuri Pua. So there's a certain type of a plant called Pua, and you would bundle together. You bundle together, but make little tie them together in little bundles and wear them around the neck. Amr Abaya, Amr Li Aim. Abaya says that my mother told me now that this is a Gemara, I think, a Kedushin. Abaya says that the Gemara says about Abaya that he was happy, didn't have any challenges with Kibbutz Ab Aim because his father died after he was conceived, his mother died right after he was born. So he never saw his parents. So Aim means it was the person, the woman who raised him. And he's quoted her a few places in Shas. So she was apparently a very practical, wise woman. She told me Tzlosa, three of these Ksharma Pua is Mukmi, will prevent the illness from getting worse. Chamisha is Masu, five of them will heal it, and Shiva, I feel like Kshafim Ali, seven of them is so powerful that even would block any Kshafim. Sounds like a great system. Some Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rav Yaakov says there's a few limitations. V'hud l'chazu le'shimsha b'sira, this thing has to go in a place where that will not see sun or moon. Lachazi Mitchell will not see any rain. Lashmir they call Barzala. You can't hear the sound of, I think Barzal means Barzal, of any banging. And Bakal Tanagosa, the sound of a female chicken. Bakal Nigri, and the sounds of either means, I'm not sure what it means. It might mean carpenter. There's the word nigri, somewhere else it means something else. It means a flow of water. So I'm not sure which one it means. Okay, so this whole refuah of Pua just basically fell into the pit. It means it's worthless for us because this thing is such a plant which has not seen any of these things. Or, you know, with no such thing. It would be quite difficult to be able to get such a plant. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha Ma'iria Bonim, why, whatever this is, why does the Mishnah specifically discuss boys, I feel a bonus Nami, girls also. Ma'iria Ktanim, I feel a good deal of Nami also. And why children? Why not adults? If that's what this is referring to, it's something which is war. For Fua, it's not limited to young boys. So that can't be the Pshat. Where it says Elamai Ksharim, what's Ksharim about? Kihod Amar Rav the Amar Ovin Barhuna Amar of Chama Barhuna Ben Sheish Lagaguan Al Aviv. So there's an illness which the Mura talks about where the child has this tremendous attachment to the father, and the problem applies more to boys than to girls. That's why it talks about bonim. It applies to young boys as opposed to adults. So it has a problem of gaguin. So how do you? What are these ksharim? They take a ritzua from a shoe, right shoe, and they tie it up. And his left, I'm sure his left means left arm, I'm sure what left means is on part of his left body. And that removes the gagoon. Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchok, Nachum Bar Yitzchok says, B'simonech tefillin, the way you remember that is you take from the right and you tie onto the left, using the right, you tie on the left. So you use your right hand to tie on the left by tefillin, so over here you use the right with tzuah to tie on the left. And if you flip it around by mistake and you take a left and put it onto the right, you endanger the child, so it makes it worse. To the point where the child will just get so sick from not being with the, if the child will not be with the father, he'll get the detachment will be so sick they'll get he can be in sakana. So be careful with it. The Pasha's understanding of this type of a refuah is that it's some type of metaphysical refuah as opposed to regular physical refuah. The Rashba says, I saw quoted, I left that outside, I saw quoted from the Rashba, I wanted to read you the quote, that Rashba Chuba says that there are three types of refuahs mentioned here through this Gemara's, and continuing further. The three types are things which Chazal actually had knew intrinsically that they understood that these things are merapa, either physically or metaphysically. Some of them are things which Chazal observed that they're being merapa, and they accepted that fact that it's something which is merapa. And the third group are things which Chazal know are not merapa. They're not intrinsically merapa, but because people believe that they're merapa, they had an effect on the people, a placebo type of effect. So he says, and you have to figure out each one which one it is. But it could be an actual tshuva. He goes through each one what it is. I'm not sure. So the three types of refuahs which are mentioned here in the Gemara. That's one. Second thing is important to know that there's a Kivager in, if I recall correctly, it's in his Hagos in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya in Hichos Chayli, where the ghost of the Lachos of visiting a Chayli and the Lachos of a doctor, etc. So over there, he says that the refuahs that are mentioned in the Gemara are also to do. Of course, the Maril, one of the Rishonim of the Maril, that they're also to do, because since nowadays they're not effective, and you do them, they won't work, you'll laugh at the Chazal, and that's therefore it's also to do them, except for one of them, which is Bodek Manusa, he knows that it works, and therefore you're allowed to use it. That is, which I recall correctly, it's over here, further in the Gemara, maybe I'm wrong. So we'll have some interesting things, refuahs over here.
Would a kameya fall into that category, or is that separate?
No, since the kameyas were still...
Well, that's why I'm asking, because no. You said there's some people that...
Right, kameyas is independent from that. Amar Oben Bar Huna, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya. So we quoted Oben Bar Huna in the name of Chama Bar Gurya, Rav Chama Bar Gurya. So... I'm going to quote a few other things in his name. Schufei kasa atiburi b'shabata sharper dami. Taking a cup full with hot liquid, pouring out the liquid so that the cup is still hot, then the person would press it against the stomach of the ill person, and the expansion of the cup from the cold to the hot, from the hot to cold, I'm sorry, would cause a vacuum, and it'll sort of like create a suction against the body, and then he's now able to manipulate the person's intestines a little bit, so get them, to move them around. I would not say yes. I would not say no. I don't recall. So it's permitted to do that on Shabbos. Now, big discussion exactly why it's permitted to do it on Shabbos. Why isn't it the form of refuah? And basically, there's four different approaches. The Rambam's approaches, which is the one which is brought down in Halacha, is that Chazal were not going to refuah on something which the only way to do refuah is not with some money. But the whole issue with refuah was that you might come to use some amonim, and then he's going to use these different herbs and spices, and next thing we're afraid he might grind them. This is something which there's no refuah for it other than this. So since this is the only refuah there is for it, there's no gzera. He might use samamonim because there's no samamonim over here. We're not a healer in any way. That's one answer. One answer is that this was something which was a sakana. One answer is the Ran says it's mutter because it doesn't do anything. Like the range of the tzurutzim to the question are fascinating. And then what's the fourth answer? I don't remember. Vamer Alvin Barhuna Amar Rav Kacha Barkoya. With the loss of shemen, umelach b'shabbos, you're allowed to rub a person. There's a refuah the Morzin Sefer which will heal a person's from when a person gets drunk. They would make a mixture of oil and salt, and they would rub it on. And we'll see how that works in a second. So that's permitted to do on Shabbos. In general, anointing with oil is something which is clear in Shnayif later on. That was something which they were allowed to do. There's no problem with that. So this is for removing shichrus. Kihod the Rafuna mi bei Rav, Rav mi bei Rebchir, Rebchir mi bei Rebbi. These people, Rafuna, when he was at the time of Rav, Rav was at the time of Rav Chia, Rav Chia was at the time of Rebbe, Kiyabi Mivsimi, if they would, sometimes they'd give them to drink and they would get drunk. So what would they do? Maisi Mishcha Umilcha, they bring this oil and salt together. Meshaifilhu, Gavasaya, Gavaisa, the Yadayu, Gavaisa, the Karayu, they rub in on the palms of the hands and the soles of the arch of the foot, the inner part of the foot. But Amr and the Amr, they would say, "Gehecha the tzolol, haimish the tzol the tzil haimishcha." This mishcha is like melting. Litzochamre the planya bar planisa. So the wine of the son of so and so should melt away. And that was the refuah to get rid of the shichrus. I think sounds like it was somewhat metaphysical. V'loy, if that does not, if it's not effective, I think it's then what you should do is ma'isi shia d'dana. You should bring a covering of a barrel, a magufa. The sharla b'mayi, you should soak it in water. The omar, you should say kihechi that's litzel hay shia. As this cover starts to loosen, all of the pitch or whatever it was used to attach it will start to loosen in the water. So same way as litzel chamre de planya bar planisa. So the wine of so and so will melt away. Sounds pretty metaphysical to me. Okay. Amr Oven Bar Huna Amr of Chama Bar Kruya. So Mutal Chanech B'Shabbos. You allowed to strangle somebody literally on Shabbos. Rashi says what it means was a person would have a problem with his one of his vertebrae was out in his neck. They would sort of like it looks like strangling. They would sort of pull at the neck. They sort of pull the head away. And that was permitted to do. And again, discussion why that's permitted, and the Rambam's approach is because this was something which only before what for it was this, which is does not involve any pounding of grinding of different herbs, so it's a mutter. Right.
So
somebody asked me, so a chiropractor is mutter to do on Shabbos. I said, lav dafka, because nowadays there are probably other types of medicines which you could use to, the point was there's nothing else to do for it but this. But if nowadays your conventional doctor is going to give you X, so then there's another way of dealing with it. So then it's going to exert for.
But what if none of those ways are medicine?
If none of the ways are medicine, theoretically it would be mutter.
I'm thinking just like exercise.
I assume this was sort of an emergency type of thing if we're talking about doing much exercise.
Yeah, right. No, but I'm saying if you're talking about the back, issue.
Right, but the problem is, a lot of these things, the purpose is to relieve pain. Part of it is to relieve pain. And nowadays, we take painkillers. So, well, I'll do this and it'll relieve the pain. Okay, great. So I can relieve the pain through painkillers. So if it's hard to, you have to be, you know, you get your line, do we separate addressing the pain or addressing the illness? I mean, theoretically in our minds we do, but practically when it comes down to the guy who's coming to asking you the shayla, it's not so clear anymore.
You assume hot water bottles are not acceptable for this reason.
Well, we had the hot water bottle back in Daf Mem.
Yeah.
But I mean, nowadays, you mean?
Yeah, nowadays.
Right, yeah, so theoretically it's a problem. Va'amar oven barhuna amar of chama barguria lefufe yenuka b'shabata ishaper dami. So lefufe is what they would sort of, when the child was born, so sometimes the limbs are not exactly in place, and they would sort of like wrap the tile of him up. So they would wrap the child up in such a way which they would sort of like put all of the different various body joints in place. So that's permitted, and again, that's according to the Rambam, but that's permitted because that was the only way you could really address this issue. Some of the answer, because this was a common practice, every child was born would get this. There wasn't like a tzeir for. Okay, Moore says, Rapapa masni bonim, Ravzid masni ben. So Rapapa Simon says that there are two statements in the name of Oven Barhuna Chama Barguria. He has two statements about children, or and Rav Rav Zid says Ben Rapapa masni bonim. So Rav Papa has two statements about Ben, and it's Rav Masla Be'Oven Barhuna, and they both are quoted from the name of Oven Barhuna. Rav Zvid is Masni Ben. Rav Zvid has only one statement about Oven Barhuna from about Ben, which is Kamais is the first one. And Masin bar Oven Barhuna, Bahai Masin bar Rabbi Baruchana, Damer bar Rabbi Baruchana, Lefufa Yenuka B'Shapso Shaper Dami. So we have two things about Ben over here. The two things about Ben over here are the Gaguin. That's the first one. Schufi Kosa Taburi is not necessarily about Ben. The case of Mutalos of Shem B'Melach is not new with Ben. The Chanuk B'Shav is not with Ben. The Fufa Yenuka is again about a child. So Rav Papa has both of these in the name of Avraham Barhuna. Rav Zvid has one in the name of Rav Barhuna, the second one in the name of Rav Barhuna. He says the Fufa Yenuka is B'Shav says Shapatam. Okay. Let's get to that. Let's get to Rabbanan. And Amar Baya, Amar Li Aim. So again, he had something from his adopted mother. Call Minyoni Bishma the Ime. So we're going to, well, there were certain refus they did, and they would say, like, they would repeat various different phrases, etc. And all of the ones they would repeat the phrases, they would always do it whenever you say, you know, so and so, the son of so and so. It was also the mother's name. That was one thing I learned. Mother, so Kominyana is Bishma de Ima. Whenever they would, Kominyana, because they used to repeat the things many times. Chol Kitri Bismola, whenever they would tie something, you would tie on the left. If there's a masara, you know, this illness, the way you would say this thing over in the specific amount, so whatever the amount you'd say. If there was no specific amount, then arboyin v'chad zimni. So then it was, standard was 41 times. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Adam Mori is Kach. Shmoy, that was his name. The name of Racham Bar Baruch, etc. is Kshuri Depua. Garnetza Kershon B'Ksharim, they would tie it, bundle it up, but tell him B'Tzavra, the Rafua, they would hang around the neck for Rafua, believe that, they lays him Chel. I'm not sure what illness it was addressing. So, three of them is Mukmi. Mamida Nechel Shal Yigadol, it prevents it from spreading. Hey, Ksharim is Masim, Rishapim is heals it, and seven is even for Kshaf. Nagri is Pseus. Okay, Rashi says the sound of any steps. You can't hear the sound of any steps. So Nachal Pusa Babira, Nachal Rufua Sapua Babor, the Adam Nizer Beholeda. There's no person who's able to keep it away from all these things. So I'm not sure it means when it was growing, or it means when it has it on the person right now, it has to be careful of all these things. But either way, the more says doesn't work. Now it is my year, it's not an option. My year, bonim, Rabbi Yehuda Parach. It's the more says according to the Pshat Ikshur and the Mustis and the Rufus Chalininu. If it's to address this illness, so my year, bonim. Why does the Mishnah specifically mention bonim? Boys. So the answer is rather Gaguan is Barmurt, Megagea Olov. He has this connection to the father. He's Megagea. He pines for him. Ben Yochali Parmeno, he can't separate from him. Fuzulo Shachim and Akavis. Doesn't apply to girls. Sheno Av, Mechavavan Kolkach. It was a father-son type of relationship. The father would create this type of spoiling of the son, which would cause the problem. So you tie from right to left. So that's what keeps you over here correct, that you do the right ritzua to the left arm. If you do the other way around, from left to right, it'll make it worse. It's a cup which has vapor in it. You pour out the hot water which is in it. And you put it on the navel. For somebody who has a stomach ache, Berch is a curse as a buster, so the curse grabs the suction on the skin, and it pulls the intestines towards it, and it puts the intestines back in place. Lasuch, you rub it into the kapayim of the hands and of the foot. The Rav Huna mi bei Rav, shayu ba mi bei Rav shu rabbi, b'chein Rav mi Rav Chiva, mi bei Rav Chiva, Rav Chiva mi bei Rebbe. So they'd come mi vasmi shikurim. They'd come home drunk. Shayu mashkim is a talmidim. They would give the talmidim to drink. It's not only nowadays that they let they give bracham to drink in yeshivas. It's an altamizer. So they come drunk. So now Rashi says a funny thing. So in the Rebbeim, the Chashav of Talmidim, the Rebbeim would help them get rid of their wine. The other ones, tough luck on them. It sounds like Rashi's saying, I don't know what that means, like why Rashi's saying this. The Gavais of the Yadayim, Teche Yadayim, the Hainu Kaf and the Palm. You would say that the Tzayel, Shehelech, Menaset, Solo, the oil from the heat of the hand starts becoming, you know, not that it's congealed, but to start with, but it definitely melts as you put it onto the hand. it starts becoming softer and looser. When Asatzol becomes clear and liquidy, Kol Shoa Mechem HaBasar, so his Shichra should also melt away. Shia Dadana, Mekufa Sechobis, you put the Mekufa Sechobis into water, Tzal HaShia, Mimachos HaMayim, and the water would melt it. Lechonich, Misha Nifrika, Chuyah Shal Mefrekis, Tzavorai, one of the vertebrae of the neck is out of place. When a fellow is begrenoi and it's like leaning against his throat, so tell him Sabarosha, you would hang him. She Tsaboro Nipsha, which would stretch the neck, and that would put him back in place. But then Machanika, it looks like you're strangling him. I guess you had to do it right, otherwise it would be dangerous. The Fufi, the Karchim would begot him to wrap the child with clothing. The Karchim with Hagura and tie him up. With like a wide belt. Misyashrin Pirkei Evorov Shem Rachim, it puts the different joints into place because they're soft. Mishmotim Bechevli Leda, and through the birth process, things can be pulled out of place. So this would put it back in place. Karin Animal Tsiur Belas. Masni Bonim Station was Dire Bektanim, the two statements were said about young children. Hashana Beshem Rebbe. B'shem Rabbi Avin Bar Huna, Yishmei the Rav Chaim Bar Gurya. See, he has both of them in the name of Avin Bar Huna, name of Chaim Bar Gurya. One of them is the Gaguim, and one of them is the case of the Lafufi. And Rav Zvir has Ben Chadash Maita, Dar Bekotin, Masti B'shmei. One statement he quotes the name of Avin Bar Huna, and the other one he has in the name of Rabbi Bar Huna. One of the two, Tarvayu is Gaguan and Lafufi. Fine. The Rabbi said, "Come in Yoni, call Lachishus. You call Lachishus because you used to win, you said them quietly." So all of the Lachishus, the whisperings that they used to say, that see, you say it with the mother's name. But they should cover on her son. Yesh Gimapama Yesh Yeser, cover the Minyan. The reason I refer to it as Minyan is because some of them repeat, you know, more than once. See, Bishmei the Ima, Ploini bar Ploinis, Ben Ploinis, so and so, the son of so and so a woman, which is what we do for Mishabera. One of the sources is this Gomorrah. Yonam Rafu, he would use the mother's name. The Mefarshi, Kol Lachoshim, Shem Furish, Minyan, Kamapam, and Shiyarmu, Yichbulu, Vesay. So the Lachoshim, the different types of incantations, which we, they say that a certain amount, whatever the amount is, so Kinemafarshi, Karvonasai, Kifiminyanu, so you repeat it according to its incantation, its number. Mendolai Mefarshi, Behem, if there's no set amount, how? Stam Kfilosin is Arboyim Vichadzin. So in general, the standard correct amount for Lachoshim is 41 times, unless otherwise noted. Tanrabonon. I'm sure there is. I'm not familiar.
Not in Russia.
No. Yosim Evan Tekuma B'Shabbos. Evan Tekuma was a type of a stone which would maintain the pregnancy, would prevent the pregnant woman from miscarrying. They would wear it around their neck, whatever, and it would prevent them from miscarrying. And actually, I have to tell you that this is used nowadays still. People use Evan Tekuma, and my wife knows a woman that was wearing an Evan Tekuma, and she had a problem with miscarrying, you know, early, and it solved the problem. Every time she wore it, she had carried the child to term. And once that she didn't, she had the child was born early.
Is a particular stone?
There's a particular stone called Evan Tekuma. There's some people in Masara had what it is nowadays. Actually, what they were it was a ruby, made out of rubies. But it was I don't know the details of it. There's a woman in Muncie who has Evan Tekuma's. And the woman told my wife that she heard a Misa, I think. My wife heard the Misa. A woman who had a problem that she was going too late and she wasn't. It wasn't coming out. And then she remembered she was wearing her Evan Tekuma. She took it off, and the baby came out. So I mean, it's like I don't know. I just work here. Anyway, so you're allowed to wear it. Mishum Rameir Amar Afa Mishkal Evan Tchuma. So not only does the Evan Tchuma work, but if you take an Evan Tchuma and you weigh another stone against it, so that one also will have the properties of the Evan Tchuma. Now that sounds very has to be metaphysical. Veloshi Pilo. El Hashem Atapo. It's not only that the woman is a woman who's already miscarried, but a woman who's concerned about the potential of miscarrying, she's also allowed to wear them. She never had a miscarriage before, but she wants to prevent it. Well, Oshibra, not only is she, if we know she's definitely pregnant, El Hashemeth Hitzarber Betapel, she's allowed to wear it because she's concerned that she's might becoming pregnant, and she's afraid she wants to lose the child. Amar Rav Yemer Bar Shalmi Amishmed Abaya, Behudim Ichaben Veisko. This weight which works has to be a one-time deal. You have to put, you know, Evan Tekuma on this side of the scale, and you get the exact perfect weight of the other one, and, you know, and then it works. Otherwise, if you have to add or subtract, it doesn't work. Boy, buy a mishkal, the mishkal, my. Well, now can you take that one away, something against that? Take it, more, so that remains the question. Zakrashi, Evan Tekuma, Evan Shinosis, Oiso Noshim, Ubris, Shaloi, Yapilo, women, pregnant women wear it, they shouldn't miscarry, currently, Katuna Balaz. Bimishkul Shum Dover, Sheshaklu, connect, you weight something against it, it also works. Veloshi Pilo, Latem Hashem, Shaloi Tiru, Lotzis, Balisha, Shalula, Lahapo, Ubra, Shihipilo, Kvar, Uber, Acher. It's only permitted for a woman who already has a history of miscarrying. No, woman, you don't need that. Even a woman's word, she might miscarry as mother, but she ibra, she do a lot, she mabaris. Not only is she definitely pregnant, but she, woman who believes she might be pregnant is also mother. The he found the chavitz was exactly by its own the right weight. Now you didn't have to shave some away while you weigh it, a little bit too heavy, shave some away or add some, that won't work. Okay, then the more now addresses fever, but we're going to have time to do that. Okay, we'll hold it here.